saying nothing, lying where the sun is, baking down upon our sides.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me questions at bruce@bruceallen.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen. You can like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. And I hope you will stay in the loop by signing up for my weekly newsletter at bruceallen.com. I also hope that you will purchase, at the whopping price of $2.99, my new book. It's an ebook. It's an interactive book. It's called The Empty Nest Road Trip Blues, an interactive journal from a dad's point of view. You can get it on Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, at the iTunes store, and at bruceallen.com, where you can get the PDF if you don't have one of those reader devices. This show is going to be an annual tradition. It's an annual review of all the things that we spoke about and of many of the things that I've written about. And I basically, in segment one, talked about the two new series, blog series, that I started in 2012. And right now, of course, we are looking at the week between Christmas and New Year's. So I do wish you all a wonderful, wonderful, and safe New Year's. Be smart. Don't drive drunk. And just be somewhere you want and have a great time and love the ones you're with. Who remembers who did that song? Love the one you're with. If we were a live show today, I could have a prize for the first caller to guess that it was, I believe, Crosby, Stills, and Nash that did Love the One You're With. I talked about the two new blog series that I have done in segment one. First one is called Men Versus Women, and I have been doing it, and I might, in fact, make my third book somehow inspired by that. I have to think of a way to make it more original than just men versus women, but the difference, maybe I'll title it something like The Politically Incorrect Reality of Men and Women. I like something like that, because I love being politically incorrect. And the Men versus Women series is most definitely politically incorrect, but very true, because men and women are different. And the series is about their differences. The other series that I have begun is The Evolution of Technology. And that one I write, and I forgot to mention earlier, with my oldest friend in the world. I have known him for over 5 decades. We met in what was then called nursery school. And he is Professor David E. Weber. He is a professor of communications at the University of North Carolina, Wilmington. And we do this co-writing via email. It's amazing how we can conduct business without even speaking, because we do these columns and have rarely collaborated on the phone or in person. In fact, never have collaborated on the phone or in person. We will talk on the phone occasionally, but we usually just like to shoot the breeze. But the columns, we just write, and we just take turns starting it, whatever the topic is, and then the other one responds, and then I do the final editing. So those are the two new series. I also did something really fun. As you probably know, I do Dad Chat, which I talk about and promote a lot because I love what Dad Chat is. Dad Chat is a tweet chat. Now, what is a tweet chat? A tweet chat is either a regular or a once-only event on Twitter. It is like what we may remember, or you maybe remember, as the old chat rooms, but you use a hashtag. So in my case, the hashtag is DadChat. The hashtag is the number sign followed by DadChat. And there are programs that you can use that will then isolate any tweets that have the particular DadChat. So the very first one I joined was done by my friend Matt Collier, and it was called BlogChat, and is called BlogChat, and still the biggest and the best. It's every Sunday night from 6 to 7. DadChat is every Thursday night from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time. That is 9 to 10 East Coast time. The same thing with blog chat. It's 9 to 10 East Coast time on Sundays. So you follow the flow of dialogue by using the hashtag of the tweet chat, in my case, Dad Chat. And I will get anywhere from 100 to 200 participants from literally all over the world, some of whom stay up wee hours of the morning. I have a friend in London, England, who is there almost every week. Her name is Sonia. She has a website called leanonus.com. Actually, it may not be .com. It's something different in the UK. But if you Google Lean On Us, you will find Sonia. And she is there almost every week, staying up till 2 in the morning to join us. I've had people from the Far East, from Africa, from all over Europe, all over the US and Canada that join us for Dad Chat. Well, I thought it'd be fun because there's such wisdom that we share. We take serious topics at Dad Chat, and we take light ones, and we do everything in between. I always try to do it with a little degree of levity because I think life is harsh and news is really rough. And even if we're dealing with a serious subject, I try to make it not too depressing. And the topic we did one of the last few weeks of the year was how to survive Christmas, New Year's. And I asked everybody at Dad Chat to bring me their best ideas. And what I then compiled was a column which I called How to Survive Christmas, New Year's, and the In-Laws. That was basically written by the Dad Chat community. And it had, I thought I was going to do a top 10. I was going to call it the top 10 ways to survive the holidays or whatever the title was going to be, but that included top 10. And we got so many great ideas that I ended up with something like 25 or so that I wanted to use from 18 different people. Even though there were well over 100 participants that night, I crafted the column called How to Survive Christmas, New Year's, and the In-Laws using literally the tweets, and I used them verbatim from the chat. And I thought that was really, really fun. And it's, to me, again, I'm trying with both new and old media to take advantage of what all new and old media offers. So another column I wrote about in that vein is called Why Don't You Do All That Social Media Offers? Now, immodestly speaking, I believe, and I'm really kind of curious if anybody else is doing as much old and new media as I do. I believe in the dad blogger space, and for that matter, the mom blogger space, that there is no other person doing the variety of new and old media that I do. And I wrote a column about why aren't you, meaning whoever's reading it, trying more of these things. The list of things that I do is really, I don't quite know how I do it all, but I can tell you caffeine plays a role. I have a very high degree of energy, and coming from showbiz, I have a 25-year career that ended a decade ago producing and making television, so I have a certain understanding of the audiovisual components that I'm going to refer to. So I do this radio show, and this radio show is what I call old media because it's on an AM station and it's broadcast on four different stations across the country. I do my Dad's Point of View column, which is in old and new media. The first place it appeared was locally here in Santa Barbara on the Santa Barbara News Press. And it is also in a number of other papers, but it is also on websites across the world. I write a comic strip, which is called Because I Said So. And I have a wonderful artist, Michael Voog of Voog Designs, that's V-O-O-G Designs. And he will do wonderful caricatures and artwork for you. You should definitely check him out. That's voogdesigns.com, V-O-O-G Designs. He draws the scripts that I write for Because I Said So. I do a weekly vlog or vlog. I'm still not sure how you pronounce that. Is it supposed to be vlog or vlog? I like vlog. But that's a video blog in which I record a short video of me, maybe at the radio station, me at a concert, or any number of other places, because I like to shoot them on location. I also do Dad Chat, which is the biggest parent chat on the web. I speak at conferences. I will be speaking at the Dad 2.0 conference in February. And I've written two books, and I guest blog on other websites. And I also am a regular on HuffPost Live, which is internet TV. So I think I work in more forms of new and old media than almost anybody else. And I wrote a column, why don't you all try to do that? Now, of course, time is a big issue for most people, so it's not so easy to fit it all in. This is what I do for a living. This is what I do full time. So it is easier for me. A lot of dad bloggers that I know, or a lot of guys that, or girls that play in social media, have, of course, big responsibilities with young kids and regular jobs, so the time available to do all that I'm suggesting may not be available. But you can dabble. You can dabble in Facebook. You can dabble in Twitter, which are two other areas that I work quite hard, especially my Facebook page and my Twitter presence. I do 70 to 75 tweets per day every day for the last 3 years. Wow. I'm talking fast, and it's time for a break. So stay tuned, and we'll continue after these messages.
Most men are like me. They struggle in doubt, trouble their mind day in and day out. Too busy a living to worry about a thing called love.